We are finishing off Siman Mem Zayin, starting Siman Mem Ches today, Bezrat Hashem. After learning all the dinim of Berachas HaTorah, taking a nap, staying up all night, okay, the Iker dinim, two brachas, three brachas, all the things that we learned in Siman Mem Zayin, the Mechaber now discusses what about women at Berachas HaTorah. The Mechaber Paskins, based on the Beis Yosef, brings down that Nashim Mevarchos Berachas HaTorah. Women make Berachas HaTorah. Women are supposed to make Berachas HaTorah, and the question is, why? They're the Chora Pater in Talmud Torah, so if they're Pater in Talmud Torah, why would they be Chayiv in Berachas HaTorah to say Berachas HaTorah if they're Pater in the Iker Din of Limud Torah? So says the Bir Halacha, we are bringing down the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef brings two Terutzim to this answer, to this question, why women are Chayiv in Berachas HaTorah. Says the Bir Halacha, Tam Da HaChayavos Lomod HaDin and Shalahem. Number one, even though they are Pater in the Iker Din of Talmud Torah and Lasok, in Torah, nevertheless, they're chayv to learn the halachas that are shayach for them. They have to learn Basar B'chol, they have to learn Hachos Shabbos, they have to learn all the things that are shayach to every day, Hachos Tefillah, everything that they have to learn, they have to know. So therefore, on those halachas that are chayv to learn, they're going to have to say Berachas HaTorah. That's answer number one. V'od, which is going to be very shayach to the next simon when we get to Karbanos. He says over here, though, the chayavos lomar parshas HaKarbanos, k'mosh chayavos v'tefillah, just a chayv in tefillah. They're also chayavos to say their karbanos. And the karbanos is actually limud Torah. Therefore, that's why they're going to be chayiv to say Berachas HaTorah. According to these two reasonings in the Chorah, these are two reasons brought down to the Beis Yosef all alone. Therefore, the Chorah, this should be the halacha, at least for Svardim. Therefore, these things that she's mamish chayiv in Berachas HaTorah, she'd be allowed to pater a man who is b'makom safek, or he doesn't know how to make the brachos himself, they'd be allowed to pater men because they have the same chiyuv men in Birkas HaTorah, even though not the same chiyuv in Talmud Torah. Nevertheless, the Gra disagrees with all this. He's a Gra b'bir cholik al zatam. The Gra holds timely differently. Ayin shame latam de mevarchos hu de af to betirim mitorah. Even though they're pater men Talmud Torah mikol makom, yicholos levarch velomer vitzivan. Nevertheless, they're allowed to make the bracha and say Asher Kedushanu Mitzav Vitzivanu, and we're commanded, because that's the real problem with the brachas. How do they say Vitzivanu Lasok? We weren't commanded to. Women are Pater in Talmud Torah. So therefore, what does the Gra say? Dilogriya Mikol Mitzvos Asay Shazman Gromet Kamal Nicholas Lavarich Aliyan. Because at least according to Ashkenazic women, Ashkenazic women make brachas even on things they're not chayivan. Hence, Mitzvos Asay Shazman Gromet. Lulav, Sukkah, all these things that they go ahead and make brachas on, even though their mitzvah asay shazman grama. Nevertheless, Ashkenazic women make brachas when they shake the lulav. Okay, and therefore, just like they make the bracha on mitzvah asay shazman grama, who adin, they could go ahead and make a bracha on Talmud Torah, even though they're pater on it the same thing. That's the sheet of the Gra. Okay, and obviously the nafkamina between the Gra and the first two answers is whether they could pater men or not. According to the first two answers, they would be allowed to pater men. Says the Bar Halacha, Lefize, according to the Gra, Ein Yicholos Salatzi Esa Ish, she would not be allowed to pater a man according to this second sheet. And by the way, according to this, this is very move on. I'll be what we know from the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold that women make, the Mechaber doesn't hold that women make mitzvah brachas on mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Therefore, the Beis Yosef Lashitazo, he couldn't bring the answer of the Gra, this third answer, because it's not true according to them. Therefore, you could only come up with the first two answers of why the meaning is that women make brachas on Berachas HaTorah. So, Lachora, what should come out of it is Ashkenazic women should not be allowed to pater men in Berachas HaTorah. Sephardic women should be allowed to pater men in Berachas HaTorah. At least for Sephardic men, they'd be allowed to go ahead and pater them. I did hear from Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz that he does hold, and sometimes in a suffix, we have no other choice, sometimes he would have his wife pater him in Berachas HaTorah, because in the end of the day, if you have nothing better, at least according to two reasons, you would be yotzei your Berachas HaTorah, according to this, at least b'makom suffix, and you have no other way out, that would be perhaps be a good way of getting out of the problem if the woman did not say Berachas HaTorah yet. Okay, so that's what comes out over here. Women should make Berachas HaTorah. What's the reason why? Then that is up to a discussion over here, three different opinions, and an afternoon that comes out of it. Moving on to Simon Mem Ches, which gets into the saying of Korbanos. This is the first time, I believe, We see at least this year that the Shulchan Aruch opens up with the words of the Ramah. This will happen many times in Shulchan Aruch. It just has something that he has to say that the Mechaber didn't mention, and it belongs before the Mechaber. So even before we get to Sifalot, there's a bunch here from the Ramah. And it doesn't mean that anything over here the Mechaber necessarily disagrees with. There's a lot of things that the Ramah writes. He just adds in extra things that the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, for whatever reason, decide not to write in the Shulchan Aruch. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he's always arguing. So the Omrim Parshas HaTamim, you say Parshas HaTamim. So already over here, let's jump in over here. Marino Rabbeinu Rav Nevensol sends us back to Ha'ara from Simon Aleph. Okay, over there. In Simon Aleph, we saw that over there that there's a chiluk between the Tamid, and we'll see later on in Simon Nun, Parshas Rabbi Yishmael, and Parshas Ezim Mekoman, that those things are chiyuvim. Tamid, Ezim Mekoman, and Rabbi Yishmael, those are chiyuvim to say every day. Masha Ein Kein, what they were mentioning in Simon Aleph, the Parshas Man, the Parshas Akeda, and things like that, those are not chiyuvim. Those are just a nice thing. If you want to add them in, great, but it's not a chiyuv to say. And the reason over here is you look at the different lashon. Over there, it said V'tov Lomar. It's a good thing to say. Over here, says the Ramah, V'omrim, you do say it. You say Parshas HaTamid, and therefore we hold it is a chiyuv to say Parshas HaTamid. Why do we say, why is a chiyuv to say, what's so important about saying the Parshas HaTamid? So the Torah already quotes the Medrash as saying that Klal Yisrael goes to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They said, what in the world are we supposed to do after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? We all know that the Karbanos was Mechaper and Klal Yisrael. The Karbanos played such a central role in our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and be able to Mechaper our avodos. What are we going to do after the Beis HaMikdash is going to do when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu back to Klal Yisrael, see Katan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. V'imimakom HaKrovas Korban HaTamid. The saying the Parshas HaTamid is in the place of actually offering up the Korban HaTamid. Shekein Chiblu Chazal, Shebezman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Minchon Lakrib Korbanos, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and they're no longer able to bring up Korbanos, Misha Osek Bam, who in Parshi Osei, and summons Osek of the Korbanos at its Parshios, Ma Lova Katla Kilu Krivum, it's like you are actually offering up the Korban. Ulakaki Shem Gakin Seram Arach Mitamze, Vukhule Vukhule, and it goes, that's why it's so important to say the Korbanos, because this is the place of actually offering up the Korbanos. And therefore, it's not a tefillah. We're not asking anything tefillah. We're actually trying to makriv the Korban right now. Therefore, you should have kavana and know what you're saying when you're actually saying the Parshas HaTamid, and for that matter, the other Parshias of the Korbanos that you say. Okay? That's in terms of... Now, what about a couple more things? What about standing? Are you chayiv to stand up over here? So we've been here in the Shari Chua, Sikot and Aleph. He brings out a machlokas between the Magid Avram on one side who says, Parshas are Korbanos Yomer Ba'amida, Shari Chua, Sikot and Aleph. And he says, B'chor Shor, Kadu Dein Tzarech Lama, the B'chor Shor holds, you do not have to stand up. That same Achlokas is brought down in the end of Sif Katan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Katav Amagin Avram. Just read, we'll start two lines before that, because it goes back to what we were saying before. V'chein Katav Asvarim, four lines to the bottom of the page. V'chein Katav Asvarim, the Masha Amar Gemara, Kol Osek Parshas Ola, HaKavano Shemis Asik Lahavin in Yon, you're misasik to understand the Karbanos Lo Amir Esoteris Levad. Then he brings down the machlokas. Katav Magen Avram bars the Korbanos Yomar Ba'amidah. Magen Avram holds, you say the Korbanos standing up. Dugmas a Korbanos Yomar Ba'amidah, because the Korbanos were done standing up. So therefore, when we're, if this is like offering the Korbanos, you should stand when saying the Parshas Korbanos. Vayim b'shari tshuva b'sheikam achurim shechokim hazeh u'b'prim begadim. Therefore, there are those who disagree, like I just said, the B'chor Shor. The minhag used to be that you used to say the Parshas Korban Tamid out loud, then the Prima God said, for sure you have to stand up. Now we're days where you sit, standing down, it will be the Machlokas, be the Magen Avram, and the Bechor Shor, Lemaisa, Moreno, Rabbeinu, and Nevensol goes like the Magen Avram to go ahead and stay it standing up. Look in Dibur Masl, Bitzibur. Next page is Yesh Sovrim, the Gam Yachid Roy Lamot. That is the position of Nevensol, the one should stand for the Parshios of the Korbanos. One more thing connected is another sheet of the Bechor Shor mentioned later on in the Shari Tshuva, four lines down in Sifkat and Aleph, going back to us, sorry, the fifth line. Over here, it says Bechor Shor to Katav Sham. The Mashikata Bor Zarushi Krabi Base Knesset Dugmas Da Avoda. Quoting the Rishon or Zeruah, that you should, even though you're allowed to say the Korbanos already in your house before you come to Shul, nevertheless, it's better to say them in Shul. Why? Why is it? Even though the Bechor Shor holds, it's not a Chiv, he says you don't have to be Makkah. There's an Indian to be Makkah to say it in Shul. Why? Because we all know the Shul is the Mikdash Ma'at. Our shuls nowadays represents the Beis Hamikdash. That's our Beis Hamikdash nowadays, our shuls that we go to. So therefore, if you're going to makir the korbanos, it makes sense to makir them in shul. Once again, if it's not, you're not going to have time in shul, you have plenty of time at home, better to say them at home with kavana than to say them in shul. But if all is equal, it's a good idea to go ahead and say it in shul. Okay? One more thing before we finish the Ramah, and that is, what if you don't have time to say korbanos before davening? Let's say you don't have time to say korbanos or davening, or if you say korbanos, you're going to have to skip psukei dezimra. What's more important, say the korbanos or psukei dezimra? On levels of chiyuvim, really the korbanos are really more important than psukei dezimra, lanias daiti. Nevertheless, by korbanos, the real halacha is, you have until the fourth hour of the day to say korbanos. You have until zman tefilo, because zman tefilo is patterned after the korbanos. You can bring the tamid up until a certain hour. That's the fourth hour of the day. And therefore, you could say the korbanos up until the fourth hour. Zman kriyat shema is earlier. So many times you want to say zman kriyat shema bezmano, so you're going to daven earlier. In those cases where you want to daven earlier, as long as you're not going to miss zman tefillah, you could say the korbanos after davening. You don't have to say the korbanos before davening, says Rishon Zalman. Therefore, better to skip the korbanos now, saying after davening, so long as you'll have time before zman tefillah, the same after davening, and say all psukei dezimra. Okay, that would be the preferable thing in that case. Then the Ramah goes on. He says, V'yeshomrim seder ma'arachav ribon olima tatsivison. And then there are those who say seder ma'arachav. Seder ma'arachav was the ma'arachas of the wood. They had set up the makom on the mizbeach for the karbonos, which are stacks of wood. That's what we say in the seder ma'arachav. Look in your sitters, the ribono la mitzvah tatzivitano. Basically, the paragraph describing that when we say the korbanos, it's like we're offering up the korbanos. We'll become the kohanim v'chulei, and this is like we're offering up the korbanos. That's the ribono la mitzvah tatzivitano. So that makes it more real when you're actually saying the parts of the korbanos to say this ribono olamim as if it's been the makom of the korbanos. If you can't say it the tzibor, you can say it in your house, like I mentioned before. The last parsha tami levadi matzibur bichayim pam shnei kikarib b'torah. If you already said the parsha's tami in your house, and the minhag of the shul that you're davening is to say the part the korban tami again in the shul. So over there, since you already yotzei this idea of doing a korbanos, you could say parsha's tami again. Just have kavana that you're just using it for Torah. You're not offering up another korban. You're just doing talmud Torah, and that would be fine to repeat it again. If you want to know the makor for shuckling, here's the makor for shuckling. Says over here, the medakta game, hold, the minig is to shake, to move back and forth. When they learn Torah, why is it over here, this halacha? Similar to the Torah that was given out of fear, out of trembling. So to those who are like, when you're shaking, it's like you're trembling, that you're trembling, therefore that those who shuckle when they're learning Torah, like the famous video that Rebbe mentioned of the night of Rebbe Yashiv learning Torah. You see him swaying back and forth while he's learning Torah. Once again, we'll get to what you should do in the vice in a second. So to when one is davening, according to the pasuk, all my bones are going to talk out to Hashem. Okay, so you're shaking with all your bones. That's why you go ahead and shake. Okay. Why is the Rosh Yeshiva so against shuckling and things like that? Look at Mr. Bruce, Mr. Bruce, the Yesh Poskim Shachokim Nazar, there are those Poskim who disagree, Vamrim David Fila, Ainli Stane, there are those who hold Dafka not to shake during davening. By Psukei Dezimra and Kriyat Shema, then you're not standing mamish in front of the king, then you can swear, you want to go ahead and shake back and forth, that would be fine. However, when you're Omid Lifnei HaMelech, they go ahead and start moving back and forth and swaying in all different types of positions, that's not the correct thing to do when you're standing in front of the king. Okay, and there's a famous story of Ramosha Feinstein that, I don't know what he did before the story, but it was known thing that the Russian government once took Ramosha and held him at gunpoint for a long time and made him stand still for a long, long time. And Ramosha remembers how much fear he was in front of the Russian officer with the gun pointed at his head. Okay, they eventually, Baruch Hashem, let Ramosha go. And Ramosha said after that day, he would always remember when he was standing in Shredas, he would stand straight. As anything, he says, if I was afraid of the officer and standing straight like that, for whatever amount of time it is, I could stand straight without moving out of fear of a Kaddish Baruch when I'm davening, and he would never sway when he was davening. The end of the day, in terms of shuckling and davening, the position in the Mishnah Berurah ends off saying like this, V'kata Magen Avram, U'd'ovid Kamar, Ovid, U'd'ovid Kamar, Ovid, you want to do like this, you want to do like that, V'kol l'fi mashu od. Everything is according to you have to know yourself. If you're going to have a better kavana by swaying, so then shuckle.
V'im lav yamur kach. Ubilad shichavin libo. If not, then you should stand straight and not move. As milad is you have your chavana to l'shei shemayim. Uksamna nim tnua mishupashet. Some have these weird tnuos, these weird movements. When they are shuckling, they go to the left and the right and up and down, over, right? Shaguv omid al omdo, rak barosh hofech pam liyamin upon the sod, derech gaiva ein lasos kain. And they move their heads back and forth like this, derech gaiva. Okay, that he said not to do. The halacha brewer of the Yosef also points out to do weird tnuos. Okay, to shake like lulav, like that, that's not normal. Okay, who would stand in front of the king doing things like that? Okay, you look at all the gedolei haposkim, all the gedolei rabbanim, when they daven, even those who might sway a little bit, they do it in a normal way. They don't do it out of control. Most gedolim, they don't even move at all when they daven Shemoneh Esrei. You see, Rav Nevinzal, Lorena Rabbeinu, maybe has a little bit of a slight sway. A little bit of slight sway. It's definitely not in any abnormal abnormal rhythm, abnormal way. They do it in a normal way, that is for sure. What would you do if he feels that swaying is going to help him, but not moving the face backwards and forth and all doing strange things with strange faces and things like that? That's not acceptable when you're standing in front of the king. Okay, fine. Now, moving on. So now we get to the first machaber over here in Memches. Says b'Shabbos Omri Etzel Parshas Tamim Pesukim Musaf to Shabbos. And Shabbos you're supposed to say after the Parshas Tamim, you're supposed to say about the Korbanos of Shabbos. Okay, you might mention the Korbanos of Shabbos. Aval lo b'Rosh Chodesh v'Yantav and Rosh Chodesh and Yantav. You don't have to mention the special Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh and Yantav. Why? What's the difference in Rosh Chodesh and Yantav versus Shabbos? They should Korban Torah Pesukim Musaf and Rosh Chodesh and. And Rosh Chodesh and Yontif, in the Kriyas HaTorah, we're going to mention the Korbanos that we say. We read, that's the Kriyas HaTorah for the day. Therefore, we're going to mention, we don't have to mention it before davening. Shabbos, we don't read the Korbanos of Shabbos on Shabbos. Why not? Because it's only two Pesukim long. You'll have to read a parsha, you have to have three Pesukim. Therefore, we don't say it in Kriyas HaTorah. Therefore, the minute is, the Mechaber says to do it before davening. I heard from Yitzchak Berkowitz that the reason why the minhag is that you still see people don't mention even Pesukim of Musaf of Shabbos, even on Shabbos, because at the end of the day, even though we don't do it in Kriyas HaTorah, we mention him in Musaf itself. In Musaf itself, we mention the Korbanos of Shabbos, and he could be Yotzei through that, and therefore many don't have the minhag to say the Korbanos of Shabbos on Shabbos. The Ramah ends off here, V'yeshomim, Shemazkirim, Gam Musaf, Rosh Chodesh, and those who also mention the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh, V'chei Noagin, Kedei Lefarsim, Shu Rosh Chodesh, there are those who know this because Lefarsim, Shu Rosh Chodesh, V'enu Kalman, Simen Tov, Chaf Al, so someone who has the minhag to mention the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh and of Shabbos, that is a true minhag, and it is fine to do that. The reason why we've done many don't do it, because at the end of the day, both on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you're going to mention those Korbanos on Shabbos anyways, and on Rosh Chodesh anyways, and therefore, that's why many do not have that minhag nowadays. Ad kan for today.